Ever feel like you're playing life on hard mode? Stressed, overwhelmed, tossed around by every external event? What if there was a secret weapon, a philosophy forged in the fires of ancient Rome that could equip you to handle anything life throws your way? Welcome to the world of Stoicism and your crash course in mastering yourself. In this video, we're unlocking 13 battle-tested Stoic lessons that will turn you from a leaf buffeted by the wind into an unyielding oak, rooted in wisdom and unshakable in your self-command. So, ditch the anxiety, toss out the self-doubt, and get ready to become the master of your own destiny. Buckle up, friends, because this journey into Stoicism is about to get epic. Leave a comment below with your biggest challenge, and I'll personally recommend some Stoic wisdom to help you overcome it. Remember, with Stoicism, you're not alone. You're part of a long line of warriors who have faced down life's storms and emerged stronger. Now, it's your turn. Let's go. Lesson number one, cultivate self-awareness. The renowned Stoic philosopher Epictetus once stated, "We may not have control over our external circumstances, but we always retain the power to choose our responses." This assertion succinctly underscores the significance of developing self-awareness, serving as a fundamental initial stride toward achieving self-mastery. Self-awareness surpasses a mere understanding of personal preferences or idiosyncrasies. It involves a profound comprehension of one's internal landscape, comprising thoughts, emotions, and the motives steering one's actions. It resembles a lighthouse that steers individuals through the tumultuous seas of life, shedding light on concealed currents and potential pitfalls that could divert them off course. The question then arises, how can one nurture this invaluable self-awareness? Drawing inspiration from Stoic practices, self-examination emerges as a key approach. This entails turning the lens of observation inward, scrutinizing thoughts and feelings with a gentle inquisitiveness rather than judgment. Analogous to a scientist impartially studying a phenomenon, this method involves observing internal processes without attachment or condemnation. Journaling. Dedicate quiet moments daily to contemplate thoughts and experiences. Identify triggers for specific emotions, assess responses to challenges, and recognize emerging patterns. Meditation. Engage in mindfulness practices to detach from thoughts, allowing observation of their transient nature. This aids in avoiding being swept away by their currents. Self-inquiry. Throughout the day, pause to ask questions such as, what am I currently feeling? Why do I feel this way? What principles guide me in this situation? Feedback. Solicit honest feedback from trusted friends and family regarding your behavior and presentation. Their insights can offer valuable perspectives that may have escaped your notice. Through the cultivation of self-awareness, individuals gain a profound understanding of their values, strengths, and weaknesses. This understanding empowers them to make deliberate choices aligned with their principles rather than being impulsively driven by emotions or external influences. It equips them to confront challenges with composure and resilience, secure in the knowledge that their inner world remains a sanctuary, even amidst external turbulence. It is crucial to recognize that the journey of cultivating self-awareness is ongoing, a continuous process rather than a final destination. Patience, acknowledgement of progress, and an unwavering commitment to exploring one's inner depths characterize this expedition. It is through this internal exploration that individuals discover the authentic captain within, ready to navigate any storms that life may present. Lesson number two, tame the mind monkey. Picture a playful monkey, agile and ceaselessly moving, leaping from one branch of thought to another within your mind. This represents the undisciplined mind, as envisioned by the Stoic philosopher Seneca, persistently oscillating between past regrets and future anxieties, veiling the inherent wisdom and tranquility at your core. Seneca's reminder, "He suffers more than necessary, who suffers before it is necessary," underscores the Stoic approach to liberate oneself from unnecessary distress through the mastery of the mind, particularly through mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness serves as the gentle guide for this untamed mental monkey. Instead of suppressing or controlling thoughts, mindfulness encourages observation with curiosity and acceptance, akin to a scientist studying a captivating phenomenon. Various practices, inspired by Stoic principles of present moment focus, aid in this endeavor. Breath awareness. Center your attention on the rhythmic flow of your breath, each inhalation and exhalation refreshing your mind. Body scan. Tenderly scan your body, noting sensations without judgment. A tingling foot, a warm hand, a subtle tension in your shoulders. Present moment. Immersion. Engage fully in the current activity, such as washing dishes, relishing the sensations of soapy water, the touch of ceramic, and the sound of flowing water. Be present in every fold of a napkin and every bite of breakfast. These techniques gradually foster detachment from mental turbulence, enabling worries about the future and regrets about the past to dissipate like passing clouds, revealing a clear sky of inner peace. Reduced stress and anxiety. By focusing on the present, concerns about the future and remorse about the past diminish, leading to decreased stress and a sense of tranquility. Improved focus and concentration. The ability to observe thoughts without entanglement enhances concentration and task-oriented focus. Heightened self-awareness. Observing reactions and patterns fosters a profound self-understanding, facilitating self-acceptance and personal growth. Inner peace and joy. Letting go of mental attachments and nurturing present moment awareness unveils an internal reservoir of peace and joy, independent of external circumstances. Taming the mind monkey is an ongoing endeavor rather than a one-time achievement. There will be days when the mental monkey appears particularly agile, swinging through a jungle of anxieties. Practice patience. With each mindful breath and each gentle observation of thoughts, you progress toward inner serenity and the concealed wisdom within. As Seneca wisely counsels, "The greatest remedy for those who are afraid, lazy, or unhappy is work, care, and attention." Unroll your yoga mat, close your eyes, and embark on the liberating journey of calming your mind. Monkey, one mindful moment at a time. Lesson number 3, befriend your emotions. Envision emotions not as disruptive intruders unsettling your inner calm, but as messengers carrying insights from the depths of your being. This viewpoint aligns with the philosophy of the Stoic emperor, Marcus Aurelius, who famously asserted, "Very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking." Contrary to considering emotions as adversaries, Stoicism advocates for comprehension and acceptance. Rather than suppressing or fearing the full spectrum of emotions, the Stoic approach emphasizes recognizing and understanding their language. Just as a skilled sailor interprets the wind and waves, learn to navigate the currents of your feelings. To cultivate a friendship with your emotions, employ these Stoic principles. Acknowledge and label your emotions. Confront your feelings head on. Identify whether it's anger, sadness, joy, or a blend. Simply naming an emotion can diminish its intensity and facilitate easier management. Evaluate control. Instead of fixating on external triggers, focus on what lies within your control, the reactions, interpretations, and perspectives you choose. Embrace the full spectrum. Refrain from categorizing emotions as good or bad. Each emotion contributes to the human experience, offering valuable insights into your needs and values. Practice mindfulness. Observe thoughts and emotions without judgment. Techniques like meditation and journaling aid in developing mindful awareness, allowing you to understand their ebb and flow without being carried away by their waves. By cultivating a companionship with your emotions, you unlock numerous benefits. Deeper self-understanding. Recognizing and interpreting your emotions provides a clearer picture of your inner landscape, values, and needs. Enhanced resilience. Accepting the entire spectrum of emotions, including those perceived as negative, equips you to navigate life's challenges with increased resilience and self-compassion. Improved relationships. Understanding your emotions facilitates empathy towards others, fostering stronger and more meaningful connections. Inner peace and well-being. Embracing your emotional world cultivates a sense of inner harmony and well-being, transcending external circumstances. Befriending your emotions is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be days when the emotional weather seems turbulent, but with each mindful breath and act of self-acceptance, you progress toward mastering your inner seas. As Marcus Aurelius wisely declared, "Everything we have to find happiness is within ourselves." Embark on the voyage of self-discovery. Let your emotions be guides and discover your personal oasis of inner peace. Lesson number 4. Forge a disciplined spirit. Envision yourself as a sculptor, skillfully wielding the chisel of discipline to carve the raw material of your character. This represents the essence of Stoic self-mastery, echoing the wisdom of Epictetus, a prominent Stoic philosopher. We have two ears and one mouth so that we can listen twice as much as we speak. By actively absorbing the teachings of philosophy and turning inward, we can refine our actions, molding a life infused with purpose and integrity. Discipline, in the Stoic perspective, is not a harsh taskmaster with a whip, but a gentle guide, emphasizing consistent action and self-compassion. It involves setting clear, smart goals aligned with personal values, establishing supportive routines, and holding oneself accountable with kindness and understanding. Set smart goals. Ensure goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, providing a clear roadmap and allowing progress tracking. Establish routines. Incorporate goals and values into daily or weekly routines, whether through morning meditation, study sessions, or workout schedules. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledge and celebrate each step toward goals, no matter how small, fostering motivation through consistent progress recognition. Learn from setbacks. View mistakes as opportunities for learning and growth. Analyze setbacks, adjust strategies if needed, and continue forward with newfound wisdom. Seek inspiration. Surround yourself with stories and insights from individuals embodying desired qualities. Engage with biographies, self-improvement podcasts, and motivational content. Forging a disciplined spirit is a lifelong journey, not a fleeting endeavor. There will be days when progress feels sluggish and the chisel seems heavy. Yet, with persistent effort, unwavering self-compassion, and a commitment to personal values, you can gradually sculpt a life characterized by purpose, resilience, and inner peace. As Epictetus emphasizes, the chief task in life is simply this: identifying and separating matters so that I can say clearly to myself which are externals not under my control and which have to do with the choices I actually control. Embark on the path of self-mastery guided by Stoic wisdom and discover the sculptor within, poised to craft your unique masterpiece of character. Lesson number 5. Nurture your body temple. Envision your body as a sacred temple, a vessel guiding you through the ebb and flow of life. The Stoics, pragmatic in their philosophy, advocated for taking care to get what is good, emphasizing the importance of honoring and nurturing the physical self as the bedrock for a sound mind. Show the utmost reverence to your temple. Just as you wouldn't neglect a cherished building, attend to the needs of your body. Here are ways to cultivate a Stoic-inspired respect for your physical self. Nourish with intention. Provide your temple with wholesome foods that energize and revitalize. Consider fresh fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats. Recognize that food is not just fuel, it is an act of self-care. Move with joy. Exercise is not merely a checkbox on a to-do list. Engage in activities that bring you pleasure, whether it's dancing to music, taking a nature walk, or participating in a team sport. Prioritize rest. Like the ocean needs calm nights for replenishment, your body craves restorative sleep. Establish a consistent sleep schedule, create a relaxing bedtime routine, and recognize quality sleep as essential for both physical and mental well-being. Listen to your whispers, tune into your body's subtle cues, respond to hunger with nourishment and fatigue with rest. By actively listening to its signals, you foster a harmonious relationship, ensuring the flourishing of your temple. Remember, the Stoics emphasized that a healthy body is not mere vanity. It is a prerequisite for virtuous living. A robust, well-nourished body enables you to confront challenges with resilience, approach daily tasks with enthusiasm, and contribute meaningfully to the world. Caring for your body temple is not self-indulgence. It is responsible stewardship. It is an acknowledgement of the vessel carrying your unique spirit, the instrument facilitating your experience of life's richness. With each healthy choice and mindful movement, you fortify your foundation, empowering yourself to navigate life's seas with grace and purpose. Embark on this journey of self-respect guided by Stoic wisdom. Listen to your body, nourish it with love, and move with joy. Your temple is a sacred space, a testament to your strength and resilience, and the cornerstone for a life of well-being and flourishing. Lesson number 6, embrace continuous learning. Visualize the world as an infinite playground of wisdom, teeming with knowledge waiting to be uncovered. This perspective, championed by the Stoics, asserts that genuine freedom resides not in material possessions or external circumstances, but in the pursuit of knowledge and self-improvement. As Seneca, a prominent Stoic thinker, declared, "He who is brave is free." To claim your inner freedom, embrace the journey of continuous learning and become a perpetual student. Here are ways to fuel your Stoic-inspired thirst for knowledge. Read voraciously. Let your mind absorb diverse perspectives and insightful ideas. Dive into philosophical texts, explore historical accounts, and lose yourself in captivating novels. Each book unveils a new window to the world, expanding your understanding and enriching your inner landscape. Seek mentors and teachers. Surround yourself with individuals embodying qualities you aspire to cultivate. Learn from their experiences, engage in stimulating conversations, and glean wisdom from their insights. Mentorship isn't confined to formal settings. Wise friends, inspiring colleagues, or passionate online communities can all be valuable teachers. Embrace new experiences. Step beyond your comfort zone and embark on adventures that challenge preconceived notions. Travel to new destinations. Immerse yourself in unfamiliar cultures and acquire new skills. Every experience, even seemingly daunting ones, has the potential to teach valuable lessons about yourself and the world. Take courses and workshops. Invest in expanding your knowledge by enrolling in courses or attending workshops aligned with your interests. Whether a language class, coding boot camp, or creative writing workshop, each structured learning experience equips you with new skills and broadens your horizons. Engage in active learning. Don't be a passive consumer of information. Question what you read, challenge assumptions, and foster critical thinking. Discuss your learnings with others, participate in online forums, and document your reflections. Active engagement transforms information into knowledge integral to your personal growth. The pursuit of knowledge is not a sprint to a finish line. It's a lifelong journey propelled by curiosity and a genuine desire to comprehend the world and oneself better. As the Stoics emphasize, the important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. Embrace the boundless playground of wisdom surrounding you. Read with an open mind, explore with a fearless spirit, and learn with unyielding curiosity. This, my friend, is the route to genuine freedom. Freedom arising from expanding your inner world and cultivating wisdom to guide you toward a life of purpose and fulfillment. Lesson number 7. Build a tribe of supportive souls. Envision standing atop a majestic mountain, the wind playing through your hair while you take in the breathtaking vista below. The thrill of reaching the summit is undoubtedly powerful, but what makes the experience truly unforgettable? It's the company you shared on the climb, the camaraderie, encouragement, and shared triumph over each challenge together. At its essence, this is the core of building a tribe of supportive souls. As Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, wisely stated, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future." While the journey to self-mastery is inherently a solo endeavor, it doesn't necessitate traveling alone. The Stoics recognize the vital role of community in nurturing individual growth and shared joy, advocating for surrounding oneself with those who uplift and inspire. Seek mentors. Identify wise individuals embodying the qualities you aspire to develop. Whether older colleagues, inspiring teachers, or online figures, learn from their experiences, seek their guidance, and let their wisdom illuminate your path. Connect with like-minded individuals. Harness the power of shared interests and values. Engage with online communities, participate in workshops, or join local clubs aligned with your passions. Building connections with those who share your intellectual curiosity or creative fire provides companionship, support, and diverse perspectives. Foster a supportive community. Be the catalyst for connection in your life. Initiate conversations with friends and family. Organize book clubs or discussion groups centered around your interests. Or create a network of like-minded individuals who inspire and motivate one another. Celebrate victories together. A genuine community thrives on shared joy. Celebrate each other's accomplishments, offer encouragement during challenges, and be a pillar of support on the collective journey toward progress. Remember, your tribe is not just a social circle, it's a haven for shared growth. These are the individuals reflecting your best self, challenging your thoughts, and rejoicing in your progress with infectious enthusiasm. As the Stoics remind us, no man is an island. We are interconnected, woven into the fabric of humanity. By nurturing your tribe, you enrich not only your life, but also contribute to the well-being of those around you. Together, you embark on a collective journey of self-discovery, supporting and inspiring one another to reach new heights. So, embrace the connections life offers, seek mentors, build bridges with like-minded souls, and cultivate a community where mutual support fuels individual growth. In this tribe of supportive souls, you'll find not just camaraderie, but also the strength and joy derived from shared triumphs and collective wisdom. Together, you'll script the most inspiring chapters of your individual stories, a testament to the power of connection and the beauty of shared journeys. Lesson number 8. Practice compassion, both for yourself and others. Envision your heart as a fertile garden, where the seeds of self-compassion can blossom into vibrant flowers of acceptance and joy. This is the essence of the Stoic practice of extending kindness, not only outward, but inward as well. As Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, wisely taught, "We have the power to hold no opinion about a thing and to not let it upset our state of mind." This power extends to ourselves. allowing us to embrace our imperfections, celebrate our unique journey, and become our own fiercest cheerleader. Embrace forgiveness. Acknowledge that stumbling and making mistakes are part of the human experience. Forgive yourself for missteps, learn from them, and move forward with a lighter heart. Celebrate your individuality. Embrace your authentic self, flaws and all. Recognize the uniqueness of your journey, celebrating the experiences, strengths, and quirks that make you who you are. Be your own advocate. Become your biggest supporter. Speak to yourself with the same kindness and encouragement you would offer a beloved friend. Cheer yourself on through challenges, acknowledge your progress, and celebrate victories big and small. Extend empathy. Practice seeing the world through the eyes of others, offering understanding and compassion instead of judgment. Recognize that everyone is on their own journey, facing their own struggles. Foster mindful connections. Be present in interactions, listen actively, and offer support without expectation. Genuine connections become fertile ground for mutual growth and shared humanity. Embrace shared humanity. Recognize the universal struggles and joys that bind us together. Foster a sense of belonging and shared purpose, acknowledging our interconnectedness, inner peace, and resilience. Cultivating self-compassion provides a sense of inner peace, enabling you to navigate life's challenges with greater resilience. Deeper connections. Extending compassion to others builds bridges of empathy and understanding, leading to stronger, more meaningful relationships. A life of purpose. Recognizing our shared humanity inspires contribution to the well-being of others, creating a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Cultivating self-compassion is an ongoing practice. There will be days when your garden appears barren, but with perseverance and mindful nurturing, you can cultivate a landscape of self-acceptance. Watch as your unique blossoms of acceptance and joy spread their vibrant petals, touching the lives of those around you. As Marcus Aurelius advised, "The object of life is not to be on the side of the majority, but to stand with reason." Stand with the reason for yourself. Embrace the practice of self-compassion, tend your inner garden with kindness, and witness your blossoms of acceptance and joy flourish for all to see. Lesson number 9. Find your purpose, your why. Envision your life as a majestic ship, gracefully traversing the vast ocean of time. The waves beckon and the wind carries promises, but do you know your destination? This is the essence of the quest for purpose, the guiding star that illuminates your unique path. As Seneca, the Stoic philosopher, wisely stated, "If one does not know to which port one is sailing, no wind is favorable." Stoicism emphasizes that a life without purpose is akin to a ship adrift, susceptible to the whims of any random current. It advocates not just action, but intentional action, propelled by a profound understanding of your passions, values, and aspirations. Discovering your why serves as the anchor that steadies you amidst life's storms and propels you forward even when the winds are gentle. Explore your passions. Delve into the depths of your curiosity. What activities ignite your soul? What brings you joy and a sense of fulfillment? From creative pursuits to intellectual endeavors, explore diverse avenues and let your passions be your guiding lights. Listen to your intuition. The Stoics valued the wisdom of the inner voice. Pay heed to the whispers of your gut, the intuitive nudges guiding you towards certain paths. Don't dismiss these subtle cues. They can be your compass amid life's chaos. Align with your values. Identify the principles that matter most to you: compassion, justice, creativity, learning. Recognize your core values and seek opportunities to express them through your actions and life's journey. Consider your impact. How do you want to contribute to the world? Leaving a positive footprint, no matter how small, can be a powerful motivator. Find ways to utilize your unique skills and talents to make a difference. deeper meaning and fulfillment. Knowing your why infuses your life with meaning, turning daily tasks into stepping stones toward a larger goal. This sense of purpose fuels motivation and resilience, helping you navigate challenges with a resolute spirit. Greater clarity and focus. Identifying your purpose aids in prioritizing your choices and energies. Distractions and noise fade away when you have a clear destination, allowing you to focus on what truly matters. Improved well-being. Living a purpose-guided life positively impacts your mental and emotional well-being. The satisfaction of contributing to something larger brings inner peace and a sense of belonging to a greater whole. Remember, finding your purpose is a journey, not a destination. It's an ongoing process of discovery, refining your inner compass as you navigate life's ever-changing waters. There will be days when fog obscures your path, winds seem fickle, and doubts arise. Yet with each intentional step, each action aligned with your values, you unfurl the sails of your purpose, drawing closer to the harbor of a life well lived. As Cicero wisely remarked, not to live at all is worse than not to live well. Don't settle for mere existence. Set your sights on a meaningful horizon. Listen to your soul's whispers and let your purpose guide you through life's grand adventure. So raise your sails, captain of your own ship, and embark on the exhilarating journey of discovering your why. The world awaits your unique contribution, and the winds of fortune favor those who know their destination. Lesson number 10, embrace the power of gratitude. Picture your heart as a flourishing garden where seeds of gratitude lie patiently, waiting for the light of awareness to coax them into vibrant blooms. This lies at the core of the Stoic practice of embracing gratitude. As Seneca, the wise Stoic philosopher, aptly declared, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future." Nurturing gratitude shifts your focus from perceived lack to the abundance that already envelops you, nurturing your heart and enriching your life with joy. Practice daily reflection. Begin and end each day with a conscious reflection on the things you're grateful for. The morning sunlight, a nourishing breakfast, or the simple miracle of breath. Cultivate a habit of acknowledging and appreciating the blessings that surround you. Find joy in the ordinary. Don't wait for grand events to spark gratitude. Discover delight in the everyday. The song of birds, the warmth of a hug, the laughter of a loved one. These seemingly small moments, when embraced with awareness, weave a tapestry of gratitude. Express thankfulness. Gratitude thrives when expressed. Let those who enrich your life know the depth of your appreciation. Offer genuine thanks for their presence, kindness, or merely for being a part of your journey. Shift perspective in challenges. When faced with adversity, remind yourself of what remains. Practice reframing situations by acknowledging the lessons learned, the opportunities for growth, and the resilience you exhibit. Attracting happiness. Gratitude is not merely passive appreciation. It acts as a magnet, drawing joy and abundance into your life. By focusing on what you have, you create a receptive space for even more blessings. Fueling resilience. A heart filled with gratitude is a resilient heart. When challenges arise, the memories of blessings serve as anchors, reminding you of your inner strength and capacity to overcome difficulties. Deepening connections. Expressing gratitude strengthens your connections with others. It nurtures empathy, encourages generosity, and establishes a space of shared joy and appreciation. Cultivating well-being. Research indicates that gratitude practices can significantly impact your physical and mental health. They reduce stress, boost the immune system, and contribute to overall well-being. Remember, the garden of gratitude requires constant care. There might be days when the weeds of negativity threaten to overshadow the blooms. but with gentle perseverance and mindful nurturing, you can cultivate a vibrant landscape of joy and abundance. As Marcus Aurelius wisely advised, happiness and freedom begin with a clear understanding of one thing. Some things are within our control and some things are not. It is only after we accept this that we can begin to find peace. Redirect your focus, tend to the seeds of gratitude, and watch your heart bloom into a sanctuary of joy, enriching not only your life but also the lives of those around you. Lesson number 11, forgive, release, and let go. Envision your life as a majestic ship, sailing the vast seas of time. Yet what if anchors from past grievances and disappointments weigh heavy on your vessel, impeding its progress? This lies at the core of forgiveness, a pivotal tool in the Stoic arsenal for navigating life's intricate tapestry of joy and sorrow. As Epictetus, the sagacious Stoic philosopher, profoundly stated, "We cannot choose our external circumstances, but we can always choose how we respond to them." Forgiveness isn't about condoning others' actions or erasing memories of pain. It's about releasing the emotional grip of the past and choosing not to let bygones anchor you in negativity. It's a deliberate act of freeing yourself, not for the sake of the one who wronged you, but for your own inner peace and onward journey. Acknowledge your emotions. Allow yourself to feel the full spectrum of emotions, be it anger, sadness, or resentment. Grant yourself the space to acknowledge the impact of the past on your present. Practice self-compassion. Extend kindness to yourself. Understand that holding on to negativity hurts you, not the person who wronged you. Forgive yourself for any role you played in the situation and choose self-acceptance. Shift your perspective. View the situation through a Stoic lens. Ask yourself, "Can I control this?" The past is beyond your control. Focus on what you can control: your reactions, your perspective, and your choice to move forward. Practice gratitude. Shift your focus from loss to abundance. Cultivate gratitude for the blessings in your life, the people who care for you, and the opportunities that lie ahead. Embrace freedom. Letting go of grudges liberates you from an emotional prison. You regain control of your own happiness, no longer tethered to past hurts. Strengthen resilience. Facing and releasing past challenges fortifies you. You become better equipped to navigate future obstacles with fortitude and grace. Deepen connections. Forgiveness paves the way for healthier relationships. You open yourself to genuine connection with others, free from the baggage of past hurts. Find inner peace. The most significant benefit of forgiveness is the inner peace it brings. Shed the weight of negativity, making space for joy, serenity, and a renewed sense of purpose. Remember, releasing the anchors of the past is an ongoing process. There will be days when old wounds resurface, reminding you of the struggles you've overcome. But with each conscious act of forgiveness, with each deep breath that releases negativity, you lighten your ship, setting sail towards a life of greater freedom, resilience, and inner peace. As Marcus Aurelius, another Stoic luminary, wisely proclaimed, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." Don't wait for external circumstances to dictate your happiness. Choose forgiveness, choose release, and set your own course toward a life unburdened by the past. The open waters of tranquility await, and your ship is ready to navigate them with grace and strength. Lesson number 12, practice mindful consumption. Picture life as a fleeting dance, each moment a delicate step in the intricate choreography of existence. This, at the heart of it, is the essence of Stoic wisdom on the transience of life. As the Stoic philosopher Seneca wisely observed, "He suffers more than necessary, who suffers before it is necessary." Embracing life's impermanence is not an invitation to despair, but a call to savor each step of the dance with mindful awareness and appreciation. Here's how you can integrate this stoic perspective into your own life. Anchor yourself in now. The past is a memory, the future a mere possibility. The only moment you truly inhabit is the present. Anchor your awareness in the now, savoring the richness of each moment without being burdened by what has passed or what might come. Practice mindfulness. Engage in mindfulness practices to heighten your awareness of the present. Whether through meditation, mindful breathing, or simply paying full attention to your current activity, mindfulness allows you to immerse yourself in the dance of the present. Find joy in small moments. Life's beauty often resides in the smallest, most fleeting moments. Take joy in a warm breeze, the laughter of a loved one, or the colors of a sunset. By cherishing these transient experiences, you deepen your connection to the ever-changing dance of life. Cultivate gratitude. A stoic embraces life's impermanence with gratitude. Be thankful for the experiences you've had, the people you've met, and the lessons you've learned. Gratitude transforms the ephemeral into enduring moments of richness and fulfillment. Practice detachment. The Stoics encourage a healthy detachment from external outcomes and possessions. While pursuing goals is admirable, understand that external circumstances are beyond your control. By cultivating inner resilience and letting go of attachment to outcomes, you navigate life's changes with greater equanimity. Accept the cycle of life. Just as nature undergoes cycles of birth, growth, decay, and renewal, so too does life. Embrace the cyclical nature of existence, recognizing that change is an inherent part of the dance. Each stage holds its own beauty and significance. Align actions with virtue. Instead of postponing a virtuous life for some future moment, strive to live with virtue today. Make choices aligned with wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. The dance of life gains depth and meaning when each step reflects your commitment to virtuous living. Value time as a precious resource. Time is the currency of life, and each passing moment is an irreplaceable coin. Approach your use of time with conscious intention, invest it in activities that align with your values and contribute to your flourishing. Embracing life's impermanence is not a call to withdraw or become indifferent. Rather, it's an invitation to engage fully, appreciating the dance for what it is, an ever-changing, beautifully fleeting expression of existence. As Seneca aptly put it, true happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future. Dance with life in the present, appreciating its impermanence as an integral part of its beauty and significance. Lesson number 13, cultivate resilience in adversity. Envision life as a refining furnace rather than a consuming fire. Amid the flames of adversity, there lies within you the potential not only to endure but to transform, unveiling wings of resilience. This encapsulates the essence of cultivating stoic resilience. Facing challenges with an unyielding spirit, drawing strength from within when the world falters. As the Stoic Emperor Marcus Aurelius wisely stated, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. This principle guides us in adversity, emphasizing our control over our responses, even when circumstances are beyond our influence. Shift your perspective. Distinguish between controllable and uncontrollable aspects. Focus on what you can control, thoughts, choices, and reactions. Embrace impermanence. Recognize that challenges are temporary. Navigate the current, focusing on calmer waters ahead. Reframe your narrative. View challenges as opportunities for growth, character tests, and training grounds for resilience. Seek your inner citadel. Cultivate an inner sanctuary through mindfulness or meditation to connect with inner strength amid life's storms. Develop emotional intelligence. Understand and manage emotions for constructive action and motivation. Practice gratitude. Find silver linings and lessons in hardship to foster resilience. Connect with support. Lean on loved ones and communities for encouragement and shared strength. Seek professional help. Reach out to therapists and support groups when needed during overwhelming times. Remember, resilience is an ongoing journey. While the fire may burn fiercely and wings may feel weak, each challenge and lesson forges resilience anew. Tempered by flames, your wings carry you higher toward a life where adversity catalyzes growth, wisdom, and a deepened sense of strength. As Epictetus states, happiness and freedom begin with a clear understanding of one thing. Some things are within our control, and some things are not. Accept adversity, nurture inner strength, and rise like the phoenix you are meant to be. These keys are not mere tools, but stepping stones on a winding path. Embrace challenges as opportunities for growth, recognizing that self-mastery is a continuous journey. Celebrate victories, learn from setbacks, and remember, your journey is an ongoing masterpiece. Step forward with courage, trust your wisdom, and become the masterpiece within. Illuminate your world and be the resilient masterpiece you were meant to be.